This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hair today. The lightning rod for Victoria Keevans, who likes to look her best even though nobody can see her on the radio. She's got her makeup on. She's got her eyeliner on. She's had her nails done. She's had a pedicure. She's ready to go. I want you to know that she is, as an old radio host in Boston, used to be in the know and on the go on the Carl the Seuss Show. And it was kind of, he was in the know and on the go. All right, Intel, we have done our Intel. I think the biggest story that we look at the talkers list of things that have happened this week that have been big conversation in the News Talk radio circles. The folks at Talkers, which you can find at talkers.com, by the way, have this list. And each Friday, we spend some time going through some of the things that are on there to sort of circle back around to things that we may or may not have given much time to on this program with D, J, and V, Doug, and Victoria. J is Jennifer, who's around later on. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. At any rate, the thing that I, as I take away from this, the anthem protest is number 10, the homicide rate's number 9, the Wells Fargo scandal's number 8, death of Shimon Peres is number 7, presidential veto, and then the override of the September 11th bill, excuse me, number 6, the shootings, teenagers being shot, police shootings, that kind of stuff, at number 5, Middle Eastern situation, number 4, the train crash in New Jersey, which is something, I don't understand the conversation about that, honestly, because I don't know what you can say other than, should it be that private enterprise run these trains and not have the public bureaucrats doing it? There obviously are things, holes in the system. They have a fail-safe that didn't ever get used. And this train, they had a fail-safe system that's never, nobody's been trained ever to use this thing. So the focus then is easy for guys like me that don't like big government anyway to say, well, what would have happened if this had been run by a private entity? And when there are certain partnerships, some of these large operations, these municipal or regional transportation authorities are run by the government because they're subsidized, but they hire private contractors to do it. That's not the case with the New Jersey, New York Port Authority or New York, New Jersey Port Authority that runs the three airports, runs the train service in and out of New York. You know, those are all public employees. Whereas in the case of Boston, the MBTA, the contractor that runs the system, actually is a French contractor that runs the French system, and they've gone international, and so they bought the contract to run the system in Boston, but it's a hybrid so that the taxpayer is still picking up the cost of overrun. Supposedly, if a private enterprise runs it, it'll be more effective. But I have a couple of kids who work for me, Victoria, on the farm, who work at the T, and they say the union attitude toward getting things done. A kid that's worked for me on the farm since he was like 14 years old has a job, a good, responsible job, and he's always being told to slow down, don't work so fast.
Really?
We've got plenty of time to get this done. Oh, yeah. And they put him, he said, this guy's in charge of greasing the tracks. He has a crew that takes care of, because if you don't grease the tracks, then the steel wheels of the train on the steel rails wears out both very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have grease, and they have greasers, about every mile along the track. Most people don't even know this.
No,
but
I
there's
didn't
a,
this.
There's a little, there's a cartridge that has to be filled regularly with grease. And as the trains go over this piece of track, there's a little sort of a button that activates the grease, and it squirts grease on the rail, which gets onto the wheels, and that helps to make the train's wheels and the track last longer. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's very expensive. You can imagine how expensive it is to replace that
sure.
rail.
Yeah.
So, but half the time they don't do it, or they don't want to do it, or they don't want him to do it, because then that means that there won't be as much work replacing the track or the wheels on the train if they do it the right way.
God.
The whole purpose, yeah, I mean, this is how these people think. So you got to understand that that's the kind of thinking that goes into these people know they're going to be paid because the MBTA subsidizes the contract. It's a cost plus, I think, 10%. So whatever it costs to do stuff, nobody's there saying no. You should be doing this. Or no, you shouldn't be doing that. But when the bills are submitted at the end of the month, the company that's managing it gets a 10% override. So if they charge $40 million a month to run the system, then they make $4 million guaranteed on the deal. And that's how these public contracts work. I'm just saying that as an explanation for some who understand how these things work. I do not believe that's the case in New Jersey.
You're making me think now. I mean, I'm from New Jersey. I used to commute on New Jersey Transit into Manhattan, where I am now.
Yeah.
But I never thought about New Jersey Transit being public or private. It's one of those things.
If the trains run on time, nobody cares.
Right.
If things run well, right?
I guess I always just assumed it was... I always just assumed that New Jersey Transit was run by the state of New Jersey, but I guess that's not true.
No, it's the New York, New Jersey Port Authority that runs those.
Well,
trains.
That would just be the tunnels, but all of New Jersey Transit runs through the whole state.
Yeah, I know they do. They're the part that gets into the city. Well, whatever it is.
Because this crash was in Hoboken.
Yeah, which is the last stop before you go under the...
Yeah.
To Manhattan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, again, what's the conversation here? It's other than reporting on the real circumstance of what happened and asking the question, how come nobody knows how to use the train control system that should automatically have stopped the train? Why didn't that work? That's the focus. I think that's the focus. And other than that, there's not much else worth focusing on.
And the investigation seems to be pointed in that direction, too. Why didn't that work? That's, you know, it's a terrible thing. I mean, all of New Jersey and New York yesterday was completely shut down. The emergency alerts were popping every 5 seconds. I mean, it was really, I think in these cases, especially after what happened with the bomb scare at the Elizabeth Seaport train station after the bombing in Chelsea, and then they found other bombs in Elizabeth, I think that people thought at first this was a terrorist act. I think that's just where everyone seems to go right away.
Goes now. Yeah, right.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, the rare black moon that will rise in the sky tonight. Ooh. It's not even Halloween. Actually, Halloween's a month from... a month from Sunday? I think it's a month from Sunday. Let me check that out.
Meanwhile, today's the 30th, right? A month
30th
from tomorrow.
Of September.
Or is today the 29th?
No, today's 30th. Yeah, no, it's a month from tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, it's because it's 3 days on top, so it's 28 days plus 3 days, so it'll be...
I thought it was always the 31st.
Yeah, it is. 31st would be 3 days on top. Wait a minute. Let me figure this out. I'll get back to you in a matter of moments. I'm going to get my abacus is coming out so I can figure this out. And I have that for you, plus the black moon rising in a moment here.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics is just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or kohls.com for details.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
I'm Allie Sweeney with exciting news about a fresh idea for whitening. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Clean and Fresh Toothpaste. It starts whitening immediately with an invigorating surge of cool spearmint flavor that lasts. And in just 5 days, it removes more plaque than the leading whitening toothpaste. Imagine a whitening toothpaste that does all that. Arm & Hammer Truly Radiant Toothpaste. Love it or your money back. Visit trulyradiant.com for offer details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so here's the story. By the way, it is. I was right the first time. Halloween is on Monday, the 31st of October. So it's 4 weeks, would be 28 days. And then, because it's 31 days, get it? Got my math right? The 31st of October, Halloween would be 4 weeks from Monday. Meanwhile, back to today, there's a black moon that will rise in the skies of the Western Hemisphere. This is a phenomenon that hasn't been seen for a couple of years. So why is it called a black moon? Several definitions, but in the case of today, the black moon is the second new moon to occur in a single month, something that only happens every 32 months or so. If you go to the website, space.com, or the NASA site, you can see the story. Because every month is a full moon, and every month is a new moon. This takes 28 days for the moon to circle around our Earth. The blue moon is usually what they call the second full moon in a month. The moon itself is pretty much invisible, since a black moon refers to the moment when the dark side of the moon faces the Earth, but will provide a great opportunity for stargazing. In other words, you won't really be able to see the moon tonight at 8:11 Eastern time. You can look around, you know, maybe, well, where I am, it's going to be cloudy, so I'm not going to be able to see it anyway on the East Coast. But
I think it's pretty cloudy and overcast here, too. Yeah. Rainy, yeah.
But tomorrow, in the Eastern Hemisphere, they'll get their black moon. So the Western Hemisphere gets it today. The Eastern Hemisphere gets it tomorrow. So the Western Hemisphere is us, and is North America, South America, and parts of the Pacific, then the Eastern is Asia and the Middle East and Africa. The next time will be a second new moon in a single calendar month will be July of 2019. So, yeah, the old song Blue Moon, which was always, it was always thought to be or sort of caught up in romance. Yeah, there was Blue Moon, I saw you standing alone, without a care in your heart, without a thought of your own. And there's, you know, a lot of romance associated with it. Not much. It's hard to get romantic with something that's black. Yeah, there you go, Richie. Okay, there it is. Thank you, 21 after the hour.
Without a dream in my heart.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there. The smell of your perfume still stuck in me.
This is Niall Horan. 23 FDR.
Yesterday I thought I saw your shadow running round. It's funny how things never change in this old town. So far from the start. And I wanna tell you everything, the words I never got to see the first time around. And I remember everything from when we were the children playing in this fairground. I'm still with you now.
So, if you're a fan of One Direction, which our dear Victoria Keelan is,
I am
still holding out hope that the band's official hiatus, which started a year ago, will not last forever. But it seems that the members of the band are moving in, if you'll pardon the pun, new directions. First, Zayn Malik left the group a year ago, claiming he wanted his privacy back. And then he appeared a month later with a new record deal.
Yeah,
so
shady.
Much for, yeah, right. Liam Payne has been saying he's working on new music, while Harry Styles has been working on his first feature film called Dunkirk, a World War II true story. So the only Irish member of One Direction is Niall Horan, who's released a surprise first solo song called This Town, which you're listening to here. Not surprisingly, it topped the Billboard Twitter trending chart. And the pals that he had in One Direction reacted to his new solo song, all congratulating Niall, their mate here. This kind of a strong song, I think that's what I take away from it. I'm not that familiar with him on his own.
You make me nervous when you walk in the room. Them butterflies, they come alive when I'm
next to you. What a great way of describing. Still make me nervous when I walk into a room, the butterflies. I asked Meredith that once. What do you feel when you... you sort of get together after a while, and the love is in the butterflies. So, yeah, cool. Good. All right, so that's his story, FYI. Here's an FYI Janet Jackson moment. is now publicly showing the baby bump.
Which is amazing. She's 50.
50 years old.
She obviously froze some eggs a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Who gets pregnant at 50? I mean,
not easy. Not an easy time.
But, you know, if you look at her face, the pictures that popped up yesterday from the paparazzi, her face doesn't look a day over 35.
Well,
she looks incredible.
She's had a little work done on her face, has she not?
Maybe, but she looks incredible.
Yeah, well, she takes good care of herself. What's wrong with that? That's why she'll have an easier time with a baby at 50.
This goes to
something that I say all the time about people and their fascination on just the number, however old you are. I'm having a significant birthday in a month or so, and I don't look my age, I don't feel my age,
you're gonna
I don't sound my age.
You're going to finally be 50, isn't that amazing?
I am going to finally be 50, you're right about that.
I can't just believe like it, her. Where has the time gone?
That's right. Yeah. All right, so that's the Janet Jackson story for today. Now we have...
But the whole world is really, really happy for Janet, because everyone loves Janet Jackson.
Sweet. Yeah.
She's always wanted to be a mom, so...
Very likable, good for her. Here's a story, scary incident with a fan at an airport in Monterrey, Mexico. Fifth Harmony's Ali Brooke Hernandez took to Twitter to assure fans that she was okay. That's always caught on video. You can see a fan trying to hug her while pulling her.
She literally gets pulled to the ground. Yeah. I mean, as she's walking by, a random fan, a girl, just jumps in and pulls her to the ground. It's scary.
A lot of this stuff going on. And it shows you that this life is a choice you make, and you put yourself on the line in circumstances like this. 28 past the hour.
The secret to life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You know, there are secrets to life, and in the next 60 seconds, I'm going to give you two of them. Now, they don't come from me directly. I actually learned them from the great Zen teacher, Osho. But they are secrets nonetheless, and here they are. Osho says that the secret to becoming enlightened is not complicated. In fact, he says that all you need to do are the following two things. The first is to be uninterruptedly present in all you do. The second is to not judge anything. So there you have it. Be present and avoid judgment. Now, those might be easier said than done, but they are both possible. For support along your own path, visit drchristianconti.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
And I can promise you then you'll always be my best friend. Till the end when we part, I will give you my heart and I promise to love you.
To be here whenever you need me, and I suspect this is a good time for you to need me. It's 34 after the hour. You need Victoria Keelan as well. You might even need Rich McFadden as we work our way through. I'm in need of voice transplant, and I didn't have any nuts, Richie. I had grapes. nuts usually cough me up here, but all right. So we're into the people, sports people. Sports celebrities in the news. We have, as I look at the people list from Talkers Magazine, the charts indicate the top names of people who have been in the focus and conversation on the great news talk radio stations around the country. And Colin Kaepernick, Kaepernick. Is number 10. Kaepernick. Yes. So, that's kind of a negative. On the positive, I don't know whether this Josh Gordon story. Cleveland Brown wide receiver Josh Gordon. Is he any good, Richie?
Oh, he's great. He's great when he's all together.
Why did you ask the boy? Why didn't you ask the girl if she knew how he was on the Cleveland Browns as a running back? Doug?
I know Richie knows football. I don't know that
you... Well, how do you know that I don't know football?
Okay, tell me about Josh Gordon, please,
He's
Victoria.
He's their star player, and he cannot stop smoking weed.
Oh, really? That's his problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a wide receiver there, but I mean, otherwise.
Shut up, Rich. I'm making a point.
Now, see, I would have known. You didn't have to tell me because I didn't know and wouldn't know one way or another. So now, thank you. So how much of a problem?
People in the room.
what sort of a problem is this, I would wonder, in major league sports?
Well, they test in the NFL. They test for weed.
Yeah.
Right.
They test for everything. You can't eat Cheerios without the NFL knowing.
So, and the NFL, I think a lot of players or players' agents have been trying to make the case to legalize it or to decriminalize it in terms of the NFL.
Why? It's not. Well, how can this help you as a player unless it helps
you? Well, how
does
it hurt you?
Right.
But how does it hurt you, though?
Well, it's the same argument that anybody with some kind of terminal disease or going through chemo is doing. These guys are getting beat up every Sunday, and maybe, you know. I'm totally against all the legalization, but I would think these guys could probably use it a little bit on a Monday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, well, a lot of people make that argument, that the NFL should not be testing for this. They can test for steroids and all the other, you know, big stuff, but that weed should not be an issue.
So he's had so many violations, they gave him a 4-game suspension?
Yeah, he can't stop smoking.
Well, he was. I had him in my fantasy football league a couple of years ago, and he spent like 4 games in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
He didn't because of the smoking or other things he got to do.
I think it was. What was it? I think it was drugs, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's done anything other than just marijuana, right?
Driving while impaired. That's what it was.
Right. So he's smoking a blunt and driving.
Right.
Yeah. What's a blunt?
Pot.
Well, it's a...
Why they call
technically,
it blunt?
Well, because a blunt technically is... It's a joint that's rolled in a cigar wrapper instead of regular paper.
Gross. All right.
Now that you're a resident pot expert, Victoria.
Well, it's an urban thing. I mean, when you live in New York City where I am, everybody knows about blunts.
All right, speaking of New York City, David Ortiz received what he's always wanted... In Yankee Stadium, a standing ovation because has tormented the Yankees.
Is this the big Poppy guy? No, I admit I don't know baseball.
Poppy,
okay.
P-A-P-I, he's been very popular in Boston, very popular. He's been playing here for 14 years.
Yeah, hey, listen, whenever we have, Troy Aikman for the Dallas Cowboys, our arch nemesis here in Washington for years and years. But you have to admit, he was
respect.
A great quarterback.
Respect.
I hate the Yankees, but you respect their talent.
I don't
talent.
Hate anything, but I don't like the Yankees.
No, I hate them.
Doug, who doesn't even follow sports, this is how bad the Boston discrimination is.
The baseball rivalry between Boston and New York.
Right.
People, have you ever been to a Red Sox game, Doug?
Yes, I have.
Do you like watching baseball? Or
no, I find it boring.
Right, me too, but yet you still hate the Yankees. That's such a Boston thing.
I went to a Nats game with Doug.
You did? That's right. We went for... That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you didn't last the whole game, but, you know.
No.
You just stuck it out for 4 or 5 innings.
Seventh inning stretch, I took a hike. My stretch was to hike out. Anyway, I find he's such a popular figure in Boston. He did a karaoke thing locally here on Thursday. What was it yesterday? For Wednesday. Wednesday night, we were watching the news, and up comes this story of a guy who's been made up. You can tell by looking at him, he's been made up. He's got on a wig and mustache and stuff like that. And he's picking people up as if he was driving a cab. And there's obviously a video camera in the vehicle. And this guy is bringing these people to the destination. And they have conversations about stuff. And the driver says, "What do you think of sports?" And they all say, "Well, I love Pappy. It's too bad he's leaving." And at the end of the ride, he'd take his wig off.
Is he leaving or retiring?
He's retiring.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, and he's leaving, too. He doesn't really live here. I'm not sure where he lives. He's got a home here, but he's not from here.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Brendan, I know, I think he may be from Los Angeles, but I'm not sure about this. My son recounts a story, and I'm trying to remember who else. Oh, I know. I heard a story about Ortiz in a bar, sort of dressed up as a pimp, and having a good time with the patrons. He's a very approachable, likable guy. He's the type of person that sets a good example for kids as to what an athlete ought to be. Just the opposite of Josh Groban there, or whatever his name is.
But hats off to the Yankees, too. This is class.
Oh, they did
And they did a whole presentation for him at home plate. And check this out.
The New York Yankees commissioned an oil painting by renowned sports artist Justin Carano.
They're all down.
That captures you in Yankee Stadium, standing at home plate, tipping your cap to the fans. We hope this painting reminds you of the important role you've played in this historic rivalry and the respect you have garnered from the players and pinstripes you have battled against.
Wow.
And on behalf-
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool. That's really nice.
That's the announcer, Paul Olden, who's the public address announcer for the Yankees. He's up there with his wife and his son and his daughter. And he did tip his cap. And the crowd went crazy. They loved it.
Neat thing.
It is. It's a good example of great sportsmanship.
Yes.
And we need more of that sort of thing. Got a huge ovation. He really did. And he deserves it because he's had an amazing career. He's not Ted Williams, which is, you know, when I think about great baseball players, I think I grew up in the Williams-Mickey Mantle era. And those two had great regard for each other. But, man, would they go at it. They were great rivals. Another one that came from that era was Joe Garagiola, who wasn't a great baseball player, but the fans loved him. And who's the other? Phil Rizzuto. Holy cow!
The money store.
And he did spots. Everybody in New York and New Jersey knew Phil Rizzuto. Those kind of guys. And there were more of them before they all became such prima donnas. And it's nice to see this guy made a lot of money. Ortiz made a lot of money. And he didn't let it go to his head. Didn't affect how he was. And that's, wouldn't you love that to be the way it is for all people? You know, there's such a there's a certain amount of smugness sometimes that goes that's attributed to people who have money, and then there's this sort of on the other side of the coin, there's this oh woe is me attitude from people who don't have it, and I should have it because you have it. You know, all of that stuff gets lost in the translation. But we're all at the end of the day just people. We are all just people. And some of us know more than others. Some of us don't know as much as others. But I think it's in our wheelhouse to honor every person and every experience. And if we did that, we wouldn't have a lot of the headlines. That's what Shimon Peres was all about, by the way. I think I was talking to some other people that knew him. He was somebody in all the tributes that have come in. His funeral was today. Obama flew over there to it. And Bill Clinton flew over. And what I'm the fascinating aside here in the gossip department is trying to figure out. I asked Victoria and Richie to nose around and see if they could find out whether Bill Clinton rode over on the plane with Obama.
He didn't. I think he got there a day before Obama did.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me because they just don't like each other. And so they stay away. Clinton's got his own plane, so he can.
That'd be a long, uncomfortable ride.
Oh, well, who rides in the back of the plane? Who rides in the front of the plane?
Right. Cocktail weenie?
Yeah. All right. 44 past the hour already here on Friday.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get long sleeve tees for her, just $6.99. Toddlers tops and bottoms, only $4.99. It's the lowest prices of the season at Kohl's. The big one bath towel is only $2.99. And select kitchen electrics are just $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's the lowest prices of the season. Going on now at Kohl's.
hot styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Tostitos and Pepsi. This season, Tostitos, the official chip and dip of the NFL, along with Pepsi, are offering football fans across the country the opportunity to experience the game like never before, participating in the pregame coin toss from the 50-yard line, or being on the field for the Super Bowl trophy presentation. Fans can enter the Win Unreal NFL Experience of Sweepstakes by visiting Tostitos.com for the chance to win a weekly Unreal NFL Experience and to get awesome NFL gear and prizes. Pat O'Toole, Senior Director of Marketing for Tostitos, knows that football fans love the game and the experiences around it. Whether they're tailgating in a parking lot or at home enjoying the game with their favorite Pepsi beverages and Tostitos snacks.
We're bringing our fans experiences they typically only dream of, from tossing the ball around with Drew Brees to helping team captains with the coin toss. These experiences give our fans the opportunity of a lifetime that only Tostitos and Pepsi can offer.
For more information, visit Tostitos.com.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
All right, so here we have congressional news today. The chances that the former ambassador to Cuba gets approved as the new ambassador to Cuba by Congress is zero, apparently, according to the Foreign Service Union. The president just said, okay, this guy's been in Cuba this long, let's make him the ambassador. And so now the wonderful glad-handers in Washington who are so stuck on themselves are stuck again over something that's complete nonsense. Good God.
And they won't approve him?
No. The CEO of Wells Fargo, these are just stupid things. Yeah. All right, so the CEO of Wells Fargo was in Congress yesterday. He was at the Senate a week ago, and then he went to Congress yesterday. And this guy was pretty well prepared, but he's gotten, what I find interesting is that these guys in Congress have the balsam to take shots at somebody for being unethical.
Just hello. Some of them were pretty harsh, too. They didn't miss
words. Yeah,
it
didn't go well. Well, I mean, they deserve it.
Absolutely.
Maybe the banks ought to be, the government has let the banks get this big. Maybe now they got to break them up, as they are too big. Also, now the Congress says after they overrode the president's veto on the September 11th legislation, they think maybe they should change it a little bit. Okay. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
At 53 past the hour, it's time for our weekly review of the top five topics from the world of technology, as it is appropriately dubbed Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. To review, I have the important job of going through the numbers, and Victoria has the relatively important job of actually telling you what these stories are, starting with number five.
Well, this was a big week for tech stories just in general, but of course, with last Monday night being the big debate, Tuesday was National Register to Vote Day, and Snapchat got in on that. They paired up with various charities and organizations like Rock the Vote, and Snapchat's trying to register as many millennials as possible. So if you actually, until October 7th, if you're using Snapchat, all you need to do is head to the Stories and Discover pages on Snapchat, and you can find how to register to vote right through the app. You'll see it has features celebrities like Jimmy Fallon and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, whom we all love here, and they'll actually talk you through it on Snapchat. It's a really cool, really simple, easy way to register to vote if you're not already. It takes care of paperwork for you. It goes to all the different states, and they say it takes less than a minute. So it's really easy to register to vote this week until October 7th.
All right. Register to vote. Number five, use Snapchat. Number four this week on the top five items in technology.
Well, Amazon has come under fire this week for not being that transparent with pricing. Unless you're an Amazon Prime member, which you pay $99 for the year and you always get free two-day shipping, and in some cases you get free upgraded shipping. But if you're not an Amazon Prime member, there's an organization called ProPublica, and they do a lot of consumer advocacy reports. They looked into this and said, if you're just a regular Amazon user, you have to really, really dig deep to get the best pricing, because Amazon's algorithm is not really showing you the best prices unless you are a Prime member and you're signed in. So this is a little bit shady for Amazon. I understand it's business, but a lot of people are very unhappy that Amazon claims to be helping you save money, but they're really not. Or they're steering you to their own, or they're steering you to their own products.
Are you kidding? Something's not truthful.
I know. It's crazy that that happens in America.
It is awful. How dare they? All right, that's number four. Number three on the list of important technical items that we're talking about this week. Number three.
This is kind of a hot button issue story. The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, has developed a phone app that actually assists Americans in recording and reporting police misconduct. This is a free app. It's on iOS and Android, and some people are for this and some people are very against it. However, the app is called Mobile Justice, and it works by creating shortcuts to your phone's camera. So if you're recording a video, if you're seeing some sort of police activity that you feel needs to be recorded and reported, the app automatically sends it to your state's branch of the ACLU. So it uses your GPS locator and knows where you are, even if you're registered in New York City or wherever you are. If you're in a different state and you witness something, the app will send it geographically to the correct state. There are 18 different states that Mobile Justice is currently downloadable in and hooked up to those states. So this is an interesting development in tech. So we'll see how this goes, because with all the police videos and shootings, this is, I think, only going to get bigger and bigger.
All right, and that brings us to number two, which is an interesting spin a bit on the last year theme of safety here, I think.
Right, with Uber. Uber's had a lot of safety concerns and complaints filed. I mean, Uber, for the most part, is a wonderful organization and a great company. Everybody loves using Uber. But there have been some stories that have stood out of sexual assault on female passengers. And so Uber has stepped up, and they've decided to pilot a new it's a test program. It's a real-time ID check security initiative. And essentially, if you're driving along and you see your Uber driver taking a selfie, it may not be that they just want to post on Instagram. It might be that they are participating in this pilot program, which their phone will buzz, and it is their obligation to send a selfie to make sure that facial recognition software can identify them as the correct and proper driver associated with that license and the car and everything else. So it's another layer that Uber has installed for security and safety of passengers.
And the number one tech story of the week.
This was so huge and unexpected. Snapchat has released sunglasses this week, and it's exactly what you think. You can actually film your Snapchat with these sunglasses. They're coming out soon for $130. So it puts Google smart glasses to shame. These are actually really cool. Just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. Can we believe that? We're talking about Christmas already.
I know.
Last weekend of September. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.